This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth is the founder and the president of VirginiaTomorrow.com, the website for the very latest to track Virginia politics and policy, everything that's going on that you need to know. And Bob joins me live on Monday afternoons to talk a little Virginia politics. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Coy. I hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, indeed. Let me start with this. Bob, national news is just full of these states like Wisconsin and New Jersey. And, you know, where the governors are making incredible national news, going after unions and state budgets that really gut schools and social spending. Is Virginia going to be one of those states? Are we on the verge of seeing something like that here, or are we not going to see that happen?
Well, not exactly, Coy, because on one hand, Virginia is a state that is not as heavily unionized as Wisconsin or New Jersey. We have the right to work law here, and public employees don't collective bargain for wages and benefits in Virginia. So we're not that kind of target, but certainly we have a governor, Bob McDonnell, who most people believe is a serious candidate in the Veep Stakes for 2012. And he's certainly going to talk about how he cut the budget in Virginia. But we're not going to have that kind of litmus test fight with unions in this state that we're seeing in places like New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Because arguably the anti-union forces in Virginia, they won that debate a long time ago.
It's a settled policy, you might say, the right to work law. No governor and no Democratic candidate gets up in campaigns and says they want to eliminate the Virginia right to work law. So my sense is that we're not going to have that kind of bitter problems. Now, clearly, we have a lot of local governments that continue to believe that they're hurting tremendously, that we have some places where the economy is beginning to turn around a little bit. But my sense is that Virginia, that's one fight that Virginia is not going to be in the forefront of.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. It's 5:39 here in Charlottesville. Speaking of Governor McDonnell, he went down to Florida recently, took a vacation now that the General Assembly session is done. How should we put this, increasing his national visibility as a vice presidential candidate, is he not?
I think so, Coy, and this is very interesting to watch. But you have to walk a fine line here. On one hand, no one can officially run for the vice presidency, because if you do, you'll never get chosen by the presidential candidate. So what Governor McDonnell has said very smartly is that he's focused on Virginia, that he intends to serve out his next 4 years, but he's left the door open a little bit, saying that if he was asked in 2012 by a presidential candidate to serve the country as vice president, it'd be tough to turn down. And if you take a look at what his political team is doing, is doing a very good job, I think, of positioning McDonnell as a serious contender for the short list for Republican vice presidential candidates in 2012. You may think of some people who are what I might call a little sexier politically, a Marco Rubio who might bring Florida rather than Virginia, who has ethnicity appeal that the Republicans probably are going to be interested in 2012. But I think without a doubt, Bob McDonnell is a very serious contender on the Republican shortlist for whoever is the nominee.
Now, what would that mean if he is the candidate? He's got to be out there campaigning, right? What does it mean in terms of fulfilling his duties as governor?
Well, typically, Virginians haven't been too happy when their governors run for president. That has not been something that they like very much, and they haven't been too pleased when governors actually become heads of national parties. But my sense is that being asked to serve as vice president is an honor, and that it's a campaign that would be relatively limited because you would be chosen in the summer and it would be win or lose in November. So my sense is that that's doable, far more doable than running for 2 years as a presidential candidate is.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. It's VirginiaTomorrow.com. You know the website. Speaking of the upcoming election, you've reported recently that Virginia is going to be a big battleground state again.
Well, a lot of people are beginning to think this. They, when they look at 2012 and look at the states that Obama needs to hold, or more particularly look at the states that Republicans want to turn, Virginia goes way up on the list there. And that's another reason why I think McDonald's in this mix of discussion about possible VP choice is that Virginia is going to be a target state for the Republicans. They're going to say, what states went for Obama in 2008 that we can turn in 2012? And they're going to look at the results in Virginia in 2009. They're going to look at the results that we've seen in recent elections here. And they're going to say, here's a real live possibility. Let's put some effort into this. So you can be assured that come 2012, Virginia is going to be a consultant's dream. And anybody who owns a radio station or television station will probably be pretty happy here in the Commonwealth with all that advertising flowing in.
Yeah, we're talking with Bob Holdsworth. And, of course, when we talk about 2012, it's not just the race for the White House. It's also the race to replace former Senator Jim Webb. And Tim Kaine has not yet announced. But, of course, President Obama would like for him to, you think?
Well, President Obama said the other day that he thought his friend Tim Kaine would be a great U.S. senator. That's a pretty strong message to send. And it'll be interesting to see whether Kaine goes forward by listening to his friend, the president, or whether he finds some way to say no. I think a lot of the money right now is saying that Kaine will accept, that he will try for the Democratic nomination for Senate, and that he'll be involved at the end of the day in a match with another former governor, George Allen, which a poll last week said if they ran today would be neck and neck. So what a fascinating race that would be, and it'll probably wind up being the most expensive Senate race in the history of Virginia.
We're talking with Bob Holdsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, what are the polls saying about George Allen getting the nomination?
Well, right now they're looking pretty good for him. An initial poll came out last week with Allen, I think, having about 66 or 67%, and his closest challenger having 7%. So that's a pretty good place to start. But typically these polls overestimate the number of people who are really going to participate in a primary. And the other thing that I think Allen has to worry about, if anything at all here, is that this is just going to be a brutally long primary campaign. It's going to be well over a year long. And in that kind of time period, anything can happen. Candidates can rise. You can make mistakes and falter. So at least at the moment, Allen certainly looks in good stead. Those numbers are going to make it very difficult, I think, for other people to raise money in this campaign. But given the volatile nature of politics right now, I don't think George Allen is taking anything for granted. And I still think it's a little too soon for us to take his nomination completely for granted.
Yeah, but if he does get the nomination and Tim Kaine gets the Democratic nomination, as you point out, oh my gosh, I mean, that's going to be two former governors running for Senate. The polls now have them neck and neck. It is going to be one commercial after another, one speech after another, one political event after another for almost 2 years.
Yeah, it's going to go on. It's going to be interminable. Because, well, it'll be determined finally in November 2012. But let's put it this way, Coy. Everyone is expecting Tim Kaine to make a decision this week. The moment Tim Kaine makes that decision, and particularly if it's a yes, we then embark on a campaign that's really 20 months long, that we are going to have a Senate campaign that's essentially as long, if not longer, than the presidential campaign. We've never seen this in Virginia. And my goodness, Allen and Kaine are going to be treated as if they are full-time candidates from the middle of March in 2011.
Holy cow, that's what it's become.
And
the most expensive Senate race in Virginia history, obviously.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And it's going to have so many twists and turns over that time period that it's highly unpredictable and highly volatile. You know, the only people it's really good for, Coy, are people like me who comment on this stuff.
Right, right. And if you own a radio or a TV station or a newspaper, you're going to love those ad dollars.
Yeah, actually, they're going to like it even more than I'm going to like it. But that's the fact that this is going to be a campaign that is just going to break all records. And anyone who happens to be in the media arena are going to find some dollars thrown their way, that's for sure.
Yeah, but meanwhile, the majority of Virginia voters, middle of the road, there's going to be quite a little Senate race fatigue, I would imagine, setting in.
Yeah, I can imagine. It would be very interesting to see what the public thinks. about either of these candidates after 20 months. I actually had an opportunity to moderate a forum where there was a debate between Allen and Kane at the Governor's School and at Maggie Walker Governor's School in Richmond about 3 months ago. It was a very civil debate. They were both very cordial toward one another. They expressed their very different points of view eloquently and elegantly. And I can tell you that not all the ads are going to do that in a campaign. And by the end of that, it'll be interesting to see what the voters think of either candidate.
Yeah. Bob Holdsworth, founder and president. The website is virginiatomorrow.com. Bob, thank you, sir, so much. Have a great week.
Always a great pleasure, Coy. You take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.